Ace Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the second volume of Mediocre Moments from Season 1 of the Crazy Town Podcast. I am your host, Jonas, and once again, TNT Dynamite's here with me.
Hi, TNT Dynamite, TNT Dynamight.
He's the explosive one, everybody.
Oh, shit, I should have said that, right?
Yeah, you should have. It is your tagline.
Yeah, fuck it.
Piece of explosiveness.
Yeah.
More like explosive diarrhea.
How do you come up with this shit?
I don't know. Anyways, we're here again with some best of, worst of, craziest of the crazy clips. So you guys can listen to them in a different order than you listened to them before. So we're going to start out going back to episode 6. Again, the debut of TNT Dynamite.
Wow.
That was a, dude, that episode is so underrated because we have some really good topics. This is the one where we talk about the girl who was selling positive pregnancy tests on Craigslist.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that kind of speaks for itself now, doesn't it?
You gave her props for being a connoisseur and chairman of her own business, I recall.
What do you call an entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur, well, whatever. She's a connoisseur of pregnancy tests. She devours them. Anyways, all right, everybody. We're going to jump into this clip, and we'll be back after it's over to talk about some other shit.
Where am I?
Dynamite, I saw something online the other day I thought that maybe would be an interesting thing to discuss with you.
I can hardly wait.
I saw that there was a woman. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida, because go figure, the worst fucking news stories always come from Jacksonville.
Hey, wait, I live there.
Well, I can't help that you all live right in Death Zone 27. So this woman decides it would be a great idea to go online on Craigslist to try to make some extra money. She's a single mom. She's working hard, trying to support her kids. She decides it'd be a great idea to sell pregnancy tests that are positive.
Okay.
I will read you the article. It says, whether you are using it for your own amusement, such as a prank, or to blackmail the CEO of wherever who you are having an affair, I don't care at all. This is an absolutely no questions asked type of deal. Tell me what you need. I provide it for monetary exchange. I will not overcharge for urine tests, but I will not be lowballed either. Do not contact me if you are going to be cheap and difficult.
Okay.
It says she was making about $200 a day. Yeah. She would do 25 for one, or you could buy two for 35, but only if you had to drive 60 miles.
Yeah, she knows what she wants.
So I guess my first question to you is, what do you think about this?
I congratulate this young lady on being the CEO of her own business, an entrepreneur.
Pregnancy kits are us.
Hey.
Come blackmail your boyfriend quicker than shit.
Look, honestly, you're providing a product, and what your consumer decides to do with that product is, you know, on their side. They sell cars, and people hit people with cars all the time, and we don't sue the car company. We sue the individual.
That's a great point. So maybe this girl could just keep getting knocked up and having like 40 kids and just constantly selling these for eternity.
If she's making money, I got to see her figures first. What are her margins?
Well, you can get a pregnancy test at the dollar store, right? Like, so yeah, $1, the yeah. pee is free. She just has to drink some water, which costs next to nothing.
We'll say 0.0 cents. All right, just. But how do you feel about it? No, what do you think? What do you take?
I think that if you're willing to drive and meet a stranger for a piss stained stick, that whatever happens to you for using that is due cost.
Oh, really? So you put it on the consumer? You don't like the person who's buying it?
Well, what kind of shady motherfucker buys a used pregnancy test to convince someone they're pregnant when they're not?
Look, that might not be their intention. What if they just need to take a drug test?
Hold on.
Is the piss clean?
No, she's not selling the piss. She's selling the used pregnancy test that says it's positive.
Okay, wait.
So what kind of use could you have other than awful?
There's April Fools. There's birthday parties. These things could go for many reasons.
You're going to put one in a kid's birthday party bag?
No, you don't put it in a birthday party bag. Your boyfriend has a birthday. You give him a pregnancy stick, and then you say, and you laugh. It's a gag gift.
After you're murdered in the street for fucking... After the boyfriend fucking killed you because you're a lying bitch.
You sound like you've been there before, Jonas. You sound like you've been there.
So this lady, so I guess eventually she took the ad down. She got a lot of backlash. But then I guess my question is, why are you such a scared ass bitch that you're going to put it up there and no one knows who you are, but you're taking internet flack, so you take it down?
Because she was probably collecting the money in person. She was probably having these people come out to her house, and then once you start getting internet famous, then you're just getting every Tom, Dick, and Harry, pun intended, into your fucking house.
Let's go to JoJo's house and get a positive stick. So did she package them? Were they like? Did they just have to get a pissed on stick and throw it in their pocket? Did she get like little like drug dealer bags? And
I'm gonna search Imgur right now to see if I can find the best packaging that she could find for this.
Did she get them custom like Mary Jo's pregnancy pad palace stick of doom?
Wow, yeah, because you're gonna have to like get a HEPA filter to seal those things and make sure that it stays. Potent, right?
She's using a food saver.
Yeah, food saver bag. She's sucking air out of a fucking
plastic. Like, I finally got a use for this thing my mother bought me.
Yeah. No, you know, my bet is that she was probably just like putting them in plastic bags like a drug dealer. Just selling you an eighth of pregnancy test.
She got like the all black bag and wrote on it in gold pen like this to get all fancy and shit with it.
But I think that's a great idea. I mean, was it her piss, though, or did she have, like, a stable of fucking pregnant bitches that she just had piss
on sticks
to meet demand?
I think we just got a new business. We find a herd of pregnant bitches, and we sell them through them.
Wait, multiple pregnant bitches is called a herd?
Well, I mean, I guess. A gaggle?
A gaggle. Okay, I can go with gaggle.
A gaggle of pregnant ladies. We won't want to deface any sort of derogatory terms.
Absolutely.
And then you find them all, and all you have to do is they sit in a room and drink water for 8 hours. And you have, like, you order from China, because you can get them for, like, probably, like, a nickel.
Yeah.
Nickel for 20 or something like that. Yeah, Nickelback.
Yeah.
You can get Nickelback to come and play in the living room while they're doing pregnancy tests.
Yeah.
And then you sell them online for, like, $25.
If I'm on Shark Tank, I'm offering you a deal.
I'm letting you know. Dynamite Cuban over here.
If I'm Mark Cuban, you've loosened my wallet just a little bit.
So, all right. So we're going to start a business. We've already decided this. We're taking a gaggle of pregnant, fine women.
A gaggle. That's 5 to 7.
5 to 7 only.
Yeah.
They're going to come together. We're going to feed them water 12 hours a day. Yes. They got to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Just give them IVs, yes.
Right.
Just,
they're pregnant. They need some rest, so 12 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
all they have to do is sit there and urinate, so they don't even have to be conscious.
So what kind of cut do they get for the...
What kind of cut? Now we're discussing our employee wages.
All right. We've gone too far. We've traveled so far away from this.
I was ready to go further.
Do you think this woman should face any sort of recourse? Say you're with some chick and you guys have a bad breakup and she decides to pull the fake pregnancy on you and then you murder her.
Wow. Well,
is she an accomplice to the murder because she sold the product that caused the murder?
Not. Come on, man. You live in a fucking gun-toting zone of America, damn it. You should know damn well that it's not the guns that kill people. It's people that kill people. Walmart sells you a gun. You decide to go shoot. We don't sue Walmart.
There's a reason. There's a reason Walmart doesn't sell positive pregnancy tests. Let me just throw that out there. I know I'm call me crazy, but they don't sell those for a reason.
You're right.
So let's see here.
I just feel like if people do some crazy shit because you got a chick pregnant, then that's let the scare hit you and then take responsibility as a man. You know, if that's the case, maybe that's really what she. If some bitch is getting that, that's what she wants to see. Is if you're gonna take responsibility as a man. So just play the fucking game, and if if it's a joke, at least you got head for that night and probably for the next fucking week.
So if your woman pulled this on you,
yeah,
like fake pregnancy scare, yes, she went out of her way to drive over 60 miles. She I got two.
Would divorce the bitch.
Even if you weren't married?
Absolutely. But anybody else out there, keep that woman. Keep her.
She sounds like a good one. Yes. She's willing to drive 60 miles for you to fake you out, make you think you got a baby you don't have. She is all that you need in life.
Because take that bitch off the market and we don't need her. You keep that one.
Yes. You keep her so no one else has to deal with that type of crazy.
Yes.
I think, maybe I agree. I think that it isn't this lady's fault. I mean, she probably thought she was doing no harm, but I wonder how many people, like, beat the shit out of someone or, like...
Yeah, or how many relationships did she ruined on, like, a more realistic note? Like, she probably did fuck up some lives, but it's not her fault.
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you what. If she's making $200 a day, she's at least selling eight a day. So if she did this for two
wait,
weeks...
Wait, $200 a day?
A day, yes.
So how many was she selling a day?
Eight. If that's 25 by eight. Or divide
she was only selling them for $25?
Yeah, $25 or for one. Oh, or you got two God. For $35 if you drove 60 miles to get it.
Do you know how much she could have made?
Oh, yeah, for real. Like, so if you're a money-hungry hoe and you're going after a CEO for his cash and you want him to think that he has to stay with you, you're going to get thousands of dollars from him. And this bitch is charging $25. So she went through all that internet hug-a-maloo for $25 per test.
Probably, a couple thousand dollars is gross.
So let us know what you think about this situation on thecrazytown.com, and we will be right back in just a minute.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
Well, if you ever need to frame somebody, at least you know some crazy lady is willing to sell you a positive pregnancy test to frame somebody with.
Right? I'm going to start hawking jizz on the side of the road. There's going to be some way I can make some money off of what I got.
Yeah, probably, I guess. I don't know. Speaking of hawking things. Like that transition to something that's going to have nothing to do with hawking things. The next segment on the Mediocre Moments Volume 2 comes from Episode 5, still pre-TNT Dynamite. TNT, do you remember that one where I was talking about my thoughts on steroids in sports?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we actually talked about this last night, like, while we were doing other stuff, about how baseball would be better off if they just fucking let everyone do steroids all the time.
One of the few times I'm in total agreement with you.
Yeah, oh yes, we never agree about anything. Yeah, so anyways, I have a pretty crazy outlook on what I think should be done with steroids on sports. It's just solo Jonas, so why don't you guys go ahead and listen, and we'll be back after this. I wanted to give my opinion on steroids in sports. Now, everyone seems to be against steroids in sports. Now, I'm not talking about, like, the effect that the steroids have on the players' bodies, because, yeah, I mean, that's fucked up. It's proven that it causes all sorts of issues. But the leagues themselves have, like, a really big problem with steroids. But I may be dating myself at this point, but back when Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were battling it out to hit the all-time home run record in baseball. I think it was like 1998 or whenever that was. That was the most exciting baseball ever was. People were crushing home runs, just crushing them. But everyone was on roids. It's come out. Canseco wrote a book. Everyone was doing steroids. And people were hitting, tons of people were hitting 50 home runs a season. There was multiple home runs every single day. Now, I get the reason the leagues frown on it. I mean, it compromises the integrity of the game. It was a clean sport, da 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 da. But every fucking league has their black, dark secret. You know what I mean? But for the fans, that shit is awesome. I mean, my idea is maybe we should do two separate leagues. We should have Major League Baseball and
steroids Major League Baseball. I mean, it would be great. It would be like the guys who couldn't make the real pros could get into the steroid pro league, or they could just choose to do roids because they want to be like crazy strong or whatever. Or even the best part, if people in the real league get caught using performance-enhancing drugs, they're banished and they can only perform in the steroid league from that point forward. And it would be great. You could just offset it, you know, like, you know, baseball runs, God, baseball runs forever. But, you know, kind of opposite. Like, once the World Series happened, like, spring training was just ending for the steroid league. So, like, there would be constantly baseball or whatever, whatever your sport is. I'm not a big baseball guy, but there would constantly be one going. Then there would be, like, two separate record books, and one would be, like, the legit, like, I did this without roids record book. And then we could see, like, just how great these fuckers could be if they were legally allowed to do as much roid as they like wanted to do. And it would be like completely up to the person. So it's kind of like my view on drugs. Like I think drugs are bad, but if you choose to smoke crack, if you want to smoke crack, fucking smoke crack, dude. I mean, it's your life that you're ruining. Now, you do end up kind of ruining other people's lives. But ultimately, it's your decision to smoke that rock. So it's kind of like the same deal. If you want to get poked in the butt with a fucking roid shot, fucking do it. And then you can be crazy. But I would love to compare the record books and just see like how quick the steroid record book broke every single record that the real league has had forever, whatever. So I wanted to touch base on a few sports because I thought it would be fucking awesome. Okay, so baseball. I already touched a little bit on baseball because they really did have like a steroid couple years or decade or whatever. But that's how awesome it was when everybody was hiding steroids. Like if they were really able to do it, just imagine if they could like shoot up the roids legally, like the coach was fucking boosting them up in the locker room before they came out. Somebody would end up hitting like 250 home runs. Or what would end up happening is these fucking pitchers would end up throwing like 150 miles an hour and no one would be able to fucking hit their shit. So like either way, it would be interesting to see. I mean, the first time that someone got killed by a pitch because it was like going 150 miles an hour and hit him in like the spleen and it like exploded under their skin, that would be awful. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't wish death on anybody, but I want to see exciting sports, especially games like baseball, which aren't exciting. So if you get the roid in there, you get these crazy pitches. People would be like doing these pitches that could like spin in circles and people be hitting. People try to bunt and hit home runs. It would be magnifique. So that would be baseball. Now, if you did this with basketball, you wouldn't need guys who are like 7 foot tall to play. Because even like 5'2" dudes would be able to jump and dunk from like the 3-point line. They would be so roided up that it wouldn't matter how tall or short they were. You may even have to raise up the basket to like 15 feet. So all these dudes like aren't just dunking on every play. But you know what? If they're like slamming into each other and dunking and jumping 15 feet in the air, wouldn't that be a hell of a lot cooler than watching like how it is now? I mean, I do like basketball occasionally, but the only time that matters is like the last 3 minutes of the game. And if it's not close, then why the hell are you even watching it? I mean, that's kind of what I think about basketball, but so just imagine how crazy that would be. Now the real gem of this would be football. Now, football is a pretty violent game now. I mean, there are people getting hurt all the time, but it would be absolutely ridiculous. Can you imagine if some guy, like who's a fucking, like Ezekiel Elliott, was able to roid up? And he could just, and he would run like a 3.5 40, and he would weigh like 260 pounds. And he would be able to literally just blast through people, and like someone would like explode. Did anyone ever play like Mutant League Football for like Sega? Like where you could just like hit people and they would just blow up? That's what it would be. Someone's leg would literally get ripped off during a play. Like, the lineman would, like, fall on it, and he'd get pissed because he's all roid raged out, and he'd, like, rip the leg off, and he'd be like, what's that guy's name? I don't remember. The guy from Mortal Kombat, that he would rip your leg off, Kim Quinn something or whatever. He would take the leg, and he would just beat it. Like, he would, the head would pop up. The football would be amazing. You would have to have a roster of like 200 guys, though, because you would probably get 10 people hurt a week. So I think football would be the one that they should try it first with, because they could just wear more padding, because if they're all roided up, it doesn't really matter if they have on 20 pounds of padding, because they're all roided up. They could just run through a wall if they really wanted to. Now, there are a couple sports that I don't think this would work very well for. One of them is hockey. The last thing you need is someone hitting the puck and they would hit the puck, it would go like 150 miles an hour, which is great for a baseball, but if a hockey puck hit a goalie going that fast, it would go through. It would break their sternum, even wearing like a chest pad. Or, like, if someone got mad and hit the other dude with a stick, he would probably just cut him in half. And I don't know if you need to be going that fast on a hockey rink, because, the glass would break, they'd be slammed into the wall. I mean, like, shit would just get crazy. So I say we take hockey off the list. But golf, I think golf could be interesting. The only problem with golf is you have to find enough land. Dudes can hit the ball, like, at 400 yards or whatever now. So if they were all roided up, they could probably hit the ball like 600-700 yards off the tee. But the problem is, like, even like the longest par fives are like 500 feet or whatever, 600 yards, I mean. So that you would have to have these giant courses. You wouldn't even be able to like have them anywhere. Now, the other problem with golf would be, like, I don't think anyone would be able to putt, because I would imagine someone that's all roided up has no, like, gentle touch. Like, they're the kind of guy that, like, they try to, like, open up the door and they rip the goddamn door handle off, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. So I can't imagine someone, like, lightly tapping a golf ball when they're all roided up to be able to, like, do anything at all. But you never know, man. They can do amazing things when they're on roids. Now, the last thing I want to touch on that I think would be great is we could have the Roid Olympics. Now, this would just be a world of its own. But, I mean, hey, if you think about it, Russia's already on board. Russia already doped up their whole team in the real Olympics. So, but they were trying to hide it. See, that's my problem. You can't hide the roids, because then you get a little advantage. But if you were just full-blown roiding out, imagine how far a guy could throw a shot put or a discus. He would throw a 16-pound shot put like 100 yards. People would be able to, like, run. They'd be running like 8-second 40-meter dashes. It would be awesome. And you would have different countries competing to see who had the best roids, because it would be a roid competition and not, like, who actually trained harder. So, like, all the countries that suck at certain events may actually be good, because if they took the roids and focused on one thing, they may be able to get over the hump and be able to beat everyone else who focuses all the time on that shit. Now, that's just me. I'm just kind of talking, just kind of getting it out there for you. I wanted to get this conversation started, because I think steroids in sports could be an amazing thing. Now, why don't you let me know what you think, and we can kind of compare notes and we can go from there. If I get enough response, maybe I'll touch on it again in another episode.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
You just let them all have their own steroid leagues, TNT.
Steroid leagues. It'd be like NFL Blitz in real life.
Oh my God, it would be awesome if everyone was just roided out beyond belief and they were allowed. It would just everyone... I mean, it would be crazy. So anyways, next up on Mediocre Moments Volume 2, do you remember a little story about an idea I told you I had called T-Rex Island?
Yeah.
Don't you dare fucking call it Jurassic Park.
I wasn't going to say that. Jeez.
I know you.
Yeah, you and Steven Spielberg have really good ideas.
Yeah, both of us, you son of a bitch. Anyways, listen to my awesome idea that I thought of that's totally nothing like Jurassic Park. We'll be right back. All right, Dynamite. I had a sweet idea for you. I want to run this by you.
Okay.
Now, this is an imaginary idea. It can't happen right now. But maybe down the road,
It could happen.
Yeah, I'm a dreamer.
So you get some T-Rexes, like the fucking dinosaur, like the big little armed people running around.
Okay.
And
yeah.
You put all of them on an island. And you
Steven Spielberg directs it. I like it.
And you call it T-Rex Island. And I know what you're saying. You've already cracked a joke. It sounds a lot like Jurassic Park.
It does.
Jurassic Park had issues. So the first issue,
to say the least.
The first issue that Jurassic Park had, this is the biggest issue out of all of them. They cloned pterodactyls.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
See, if you surround the island with water, the land-stricken dinosaurs, they couldn't get off. So as long as it's surrounded by water, you're good. Because T-Rexes aren't going to wander through the Pacific Ocean to the U.S. There's no way they'll ever get there. Right?
Yeah, that seems legit.
Right. So I know you're thinking Jurassic Park. So first I want to talk about pterodactyls.
Okay.
So
what do we know about pterodactyls so far?
Well, they can fly.
Yes, one.
So they can get off the island really easy. That's why you don't have them.
It's a problem, so yes.
Could you imagine a world with random pterodactyls flying around?
No, I'd imagine it'd be something like the Flintstones, maybe.
Here's what I imagine. New York City. People hustle bustle. All of a sudden, here swoops down a fucking pterodactyl like an owl on a field mouse. Caw-caw! Fucking grabs it. Takes him away. Fucking, they'd be like, "What happened to your dad, Jimmy? Oh, a pterodactyl got him."
I'm thinking we could train the pterodactyls to like be like the new Uber. I could imagine a pterodactyl with like a turban. You know, he drops you off at work. It's a living.
It's like on the Flintstones when they drive.
You like toss them some bird seed and you go on about your day.
Well, they can probably hold a lot of people. I mean, imagine they're pretty. Like, what is the size of a pterodactyl?
I don't know. I'd imagine that they're pretty big, though, but I'll look it up real quick. Go ahead.
All right. So what I imagine is that there'd be a bunch of dadless kids running around because of pterodactyl attacks.
Yeah, probably.
So that's why you couldn't use pterodactyls. You could only use T-Rexes. And why do you use T-Rexes? Because they're big. But anyways, we've been off track on pterodactyls a little too much. So we're going to get back to T-Rex Island.
Okay.
So you want to know how else it's going to be different than Jurassic Park?
No Chris Pratt.
No, he'll be riding the dinosaurs around like fucking doing... Yes, he'll be training T-Rexes. There's going to be no buildings and no people on the island. Just T-Rexes.
Okay, so now what's the point?
Right, I figured you would ask me this.
Yeah.
So you let these T-Rex roam around the island, and they, like, live and breed and shit. And, like, you can, like, drop, like, goats and hippos and shit on the island so they can chase things for exercise.
Okay.
Wait. But I know what your main question is.
Yeah, what's the point?
Dick. It is not what's the point.
Okay, it's what's
how
my question?
How do you monetize T-Rex Island without people on it?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm glad that you asked that question and not what's the point. So here's what we do. We set up webcams all over T-Rex Island.
Alright.
When they're all babies.
Yeah.
And then you pay, like, you can get people to pay to watch them. So it's either, like, hourly or monthly or whatever. You get, like, a subscription service.
Yeah.
Then you start having T-Rex fights.
What? Isn't that, like, animal abuse or something?
I have this covered.
Okay.
So there, it's like dog fights, but, you know, dog fights are awful. You don't want to do dog fights.
Yeah.
But everyone knows that T-Rexes are soulless.
Like redheads?
Wow, redheads are soulless. Sorry, any redheads listening to the show.
I didn't mean that. It's a meme. But yeah, okay, T-Rex are soulless. Right. I'll go along with
you. And they don't have any feelings.
Oh my god.
People hate dog fights because they're wrong and dogs have feelings, which I get. Dogs are awesome. You don't want to hurt dogs, right? But T-Rexes have no pain receptors. They just run and kill and eat.
And you've done the science on this, huh?
Well, I don't know this for a fact, but who does?
Okay, I guess you're right. You're right.
This is all hypothetical, man. It sounds right. Okay.
All right.
Don't rain on my
We have the T-Rex. We have the T-Rex fighting. What's next?
Well, right. This is all hypothetical.
Uh-huh.
So, like, we just got to find one guy that the T-Rex trust. We can call him the T-Rex King.
I really thought you were going to go the T-Rex Whisperer.
or the T-Rex Whisperer, or maybe even James.
Yeah, right.
And he would set up all the T-Rex fights. So, like, he would manage all the, like, the T-Rex's beef with each other. So, like...
T-Rex beef.
Well, say T-Rex named Sloppy Joe ate Johnny Rex's sheep, right? Like,
yeah.
Now they got a battle to the death. I mean, it's the only logical way for them to settle their beef.
Real Housewives of T-Rex Island.
Right. It's all coming together.
I get it. I'm invested now. I'm on board.
Your next three tax returns going straight to T-Rex Island.
Yeah. I would pay to watch this, honestly.
Who wouldn't pay to watch T-Rexes fight each other?
Yeah.
And if it's an island, no, they can't get off. But, you know, here's what would happen. Then it would turn into, like, a made-for-TV movie, because you know that, like, a villain would come around and he'd steal a baby T-Rex and take him to, like, Chicago. And then next thing you know, there's a full-blown T-Rex in Chicago. Like,
He's
like, it becomes a real-life Godzilla movie. Like, he turns into a Godzilla instead of a T-Rex because he's been eating human food.
Or humans.
Yes.
food.
We all know that T-Rexes absorb human DNA and turn into humans when they eat them. So.
Wow. Now that's an idea.
Yeah. See? No one knows because they didn't eat humans because they ate cavemen and they weren't real humans.
Yeah. Yeah. See, they ate dinosaurs and cavemen, so they stayed as dinosaurs.
Right. That's why their arms were short. If they grew real arms, they would be dangerous. That's why they had short arms. I mean, they're like fucking three stories tall with like arms the size of like ours.
I'm sorry to any short arm listeners out there.
Scary Movie 2. I'm sorry, guy from Scary Movie 2. Oh, these mashed potatoes are good.
Grab my strong arm.
Right, exactly. So that's my idea for T-Rex Island. It's very, very different from Jurassic Park. This isn't for fun. There's not going to be little kids running around in SUVs getting knocked around, and there'll be no funny scenes of men being eaten on the toilet.
Okay, so there's no crazy scientist with this idea actually in the works right now.
No,
right?
It's just Crazy Jonas from the Crazy Dog Podcast. Okay. That's all. All
right, you had me scared, man. You hit me with that dolphin shit in
a previous episode.
Yeah, man. I don't know anymore. Yeah. With you.
You know, well, since we talked about that, you know, a month ago or so.
Right. I still feel it to this day.
It's been haunting you ever since we talked about it. It's burned into your soul. You're like waiting to be like, and then King of the T-Rexes is going to manually release the dinosaurs.
So it's only going to be T-Rexes, you think?
Yes.
Okay, no pterodactyls, triceratops, brontosauruses.
We just covered why you can't have pterodactyls.
Well, I know.
What other dinosaur are you going to watch two fucking brontosaurus fight each other? They'd be like slapping two fucking dicks together for fucking 20 minutes.
Sword fight.
Right. I mean, what other vicious... I mean, maybe they could have a velociraptor pit, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
If the island's covered with T-Rexes, the velociraptors aren't going to live, because the T-Rexes will probably kill them all. So, I mean, we can start out with velociraptors and T-Rexes. It may be interesting to see what happens. But then we can't call it T-Rex Island. And he can't be king of the T-Rexes. That ruins my whole plan.
Yeah, we'd have to call it Jurassic Park then.
Fuck you. There's nothing like Jurassic Park.
Nothing like it at all.
There's no buildings, there's no scientists, there's no theme park. It's just monetization of T-Rex fights. because they're soulless and they can't feel anything because we know this.
PETA's going to be all over this episode.
No. How can they be all over an animal that's been extinct?
I mean, if you did genetically create a T-Rex for today, PETA would find some way to protect.
Yeah, even better. Okay, so scratch the whole T-Rex Island idea.
We're scrapping it now?
Not the whole idea. We don't have to clone them. We get mechanical T-Rexes.
Ah.
Then we don't need hippos and goats to feed them.
Yeah.
We just have robotic T-Rexes fight on an island via webcam.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm on board. I'm definitely on board now. That sounds great. It'd be like BattleBots. Do we get like different companies to create their own versions of these T-Rexes?
Yeah, so let's put this in an arena. Yeah. Let's get the island out of it. Because they're not dangerous at that point. The island aspect only was because of how dangerous these T-Rexes are.
Yeah, I like this idea.
Anyone out there who can build a mechanical T-Rex, hit up the Crazy Town podcast. We aren't going to hurt animals. That was just a joke about the T-Rexes because mechanical would work way better and it like actually can happen. And we'll get you together. We'll give you a shout out. We'll build some dinosaurs. We'll monetize it. It'll be like BattleBot T-Rex edition. And
lasers and missiles.
Right. And like we'll even let you ride on the back of one of the T-Rexes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
This is great.
Yeah, I know, right? Best idea ever. Anyways, that's all the time we have for this segment. We'll be back in just a minute.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
Now, TNT, I honestly think that the second idea I came up with, where you do mechanical T-Rex BattleBots edition, was better than the actual T-Rex Island idea.
Yes, though it is just a cross of Terminator and Jurassic Park.
It's fucking BattleBots and Jurassic Park mixed together. Yeah. All right, on to the next clip. This comes from episode 16, so just a few episodes ago. Me and TNT discussed what animals we could be in a one-on-one fight. Do you remember this?
Of course I do.
You know, this is actually our most listened to episode. Episode 16, yeah.
This one was?
Yeah, it's the most listened to everything. I think it's that one because it has the Facebook post one, and that people want to see what animals we think we could fight, dude.
You people need to get hobbies or something.
Yeah, a hobby of listening to the Crazy Town podcast. Son of a bitch, don't fucking tell people to get a hobby. If they're going to have a hobby, they should build a mechanical T-Rex and have it fight something. And call me up when they make it so I can get monetized on that bitch.
You're right. I appreciate every listen.
We do. So, you guys are in for a treat because we talk about what animals we could beat in a one-on-one fight. And we'll be right back after this clip.
Dynamite, have you ever thought about fighting an animal?
Yeah, actually. Funny that you should mention that.
You're like, it's a Saturday night. Yeah, what kind of animal could I kick his ass?
I think we've all walked down the street before, and we've seen maybe a dog or something that didn't have another human that was in charge of that animal, and we've contemplated what would happen if that dog would attack us.
Right, like, just, like, the preventative, like, if it came at my knee, I would drop on it and punch it in the face.
Exactly! That's what separates us from the animals, our ability to plan.
Right, yeah, our foreshadowing and our shit like that, yeah, or whatever it's fucking called. Speaking of which, have you seen the new Resident Evil movie?
No, man, that's not really up my river.
Fucking, there was one part in it, I don't really give a fuck about him anyways, I'll play the games and shit, but there was one part where it was kind of like that, like, it was like the bad guy and the fucking Mila Jovovich fucking chick, and she was like gonna like do stuff, and she like, it had her processing all the different scenarios in her head. She's like, I can run to this thing and grab the ice pick and jam it in his neck, or I can grab this thing and fucking stab and like spin him around and stab, and like, and then he was like,
no, I know what you're thinking. Don't go for the ice pick or the this or the that. And then it showed him, like, in his mind, fucking going through all the scenarios of, like, what she was going to do and how he would fucking block her and fucking kill her. It was fucking
weird. So you're having, like a mental chess match?
Yeah, like, yeah.
They're
like,
just kind of, like, standing there having this mental chess match.
Right. It was like, she was like, I'll grab this ice pick or whatever. And he was like, and when she grabs the ice pick, I'll grab her and twist her around and jam it in her neck. Like, it was fucking weird. I was like, oh, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I respect that.
So, okay, so let me ask you this. If you, if, what animal do you think that you could beat in a fight one-on-one?
Huh. I'm going to have to say, just about all of them, except for the ones that are obviously larger than me. We're not talking about bears.
We're talking any animal.
Do you want to? You mean like which animal would make a good matchup, or which animal I could just like fuck that animal up?
Like not like oh, I could take a fucking rabbit and beat the shit out of it. But like, yeah. what legitimate like competitive animal do you think you could fight and win?
All right, which animal is going to give me like a good two rounds?
Like a run for your money, and like you don't know like if you could probably beat it, but you might be able to. Like, but you'd have to like see.
All right, get Peter ready. Wait.
Let's start. This is all hypothetical. We don't abuse animals.
No,
If these animals were rabid and charging at you, and you had no choice but to try to fight it, not just because you wanted to. Okay, we're not trying to pee to people, get people mad.
All right. So a rhinoceros. No, I'm kidding. I'm thinking maybe a panda bear would probably be about as big as I could go.
Yeah, I wonder. They don't seem very vicious, but like maybe it's because
they
look cute.
They can be. They can be.
Like, and some pandas are small. They're really worth a lot of money. You could like, if it got like, you would have to like be in a zoo cage to like actually have that happen. You have to like jump the wall.
Are pandas worth a lot of money?
Yeah, they're like rare and shit, man.
Aren't they? I thought they were like common, dude. I see them all the time on the news, TV, and shit.
Yes, on the news and down the street are so the same thing.
Where are you getting at with this anyway? Where is this leading up? I feel like this is leading up to something.
This is just curious. I don't know. Oh, that was it. So I have a couple answers I found on the internet.
Okay, give me a few.
One person told me, not told me, wrote, I could beat a crab with a knife. Maybe.
I think that's from a viral video. They had a crab that had a knife.
Well, he might be able to beat the crab with a knife.
I ate crab last night. Actually, it was fucking delicious.
This guy says, realistically, probably a coyote. They're vicious, but small. I mean, I could, even without a stick, probably take one down.
That leads me to my other thing, the whole fucking dog thing. I don't think there's anything with four legs and no opposable thumbs that could take me, that's smaller than me, of course.
Well, I think even like a dog, I think, could if they get you, right? If they get you from like behind and get your legs.
No, man, come on. I got opposable thumbs. All they have is a mouth. They're going to hurt me. But like I said, you said competitive going four rounds. A dog goes three rounds with me, four rounds with me. They're done. They're done, dude. Yeah, I'm not going to come out unscathed, but they're done.
So you think you could take a jaguar?
Okay, well, see, now you're getting ridiculous here. That thing's built for kill. That's a killing machine.
Well, that only has a mouth and no thumbs.
I feel like a jaguar would incapacitate me because it has built-in weaponry in its mitts.
And it's strong as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, a dog, a coyote, even a wolf. I think I could take a wolf.
A wolf? Yeah. This guy says, I always have this daydream where I beat a small grizzly bear. I tried to take that a couple different ways. Do you have a dream that you're actually beating a bear, or that you were victorious in a match, or do you just sit around daydreaming about beating bears? Like, that's pretty fucked up, right?
Right.
Do you have one, Jonas? Do you have any?
I think I could beat a llama.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Like, I mean, that's pretty big, but, like, I have a feeling if you clocked it once real good,
yeah,
it would be all disoriented.
Like, our ability just to get around that neck and just, like, I'm doing the motion here in my bedroom, but just the ability to get that lock in around the neck and just put your body weight, take it down to the ground.
Could you imagine putting a llama in a headlock?
It's ridiculous as it is. Yes, I'm picturing it right now.
What if you tried to fight a giraffe? Like, what if you just shoulder blocked one of its legs?
It has three other legs. You're not gonna do anything.
Yeah, but if you take out the front leg, it's gonna tripod that bitch because it's all front heavy.
Tripod that bitch. I see where you're going. I do. I really do. But I worry about the retaliation from.
Have you ever
something
seen
like
a
that.
Three-legged giraffe?
I have not
That's
seen.
That's because they don't exist. They put them down.
Do they really?
I don't know. I have no idea. That was just a guess. But it seems like.
Did you see the giraffe that was born? It was all over YouTube. The baby? No.
No, I didn't. What does he do?
I don't fucking know. I didn't watch that shit. I was just asking you if you'd seen it.
Oh, I don't watch that shit either.
No, giraffes are dangerous though, man. That they kick, you're done. One kick.
Oh yeah, I forgot about kicks, man.
Yeah.
I wonder what a kangaroo fight would be like.
Ah. See, I started to pick that animal, but that seemed too easy.
Well, they always box in the cartoons.
Yeah, like, and then there was that one viral video of the guy who hit the kangaroo. But then the kangaroo just gave up.
What, he punched a kangaroo?
You didn't see that video?
No.
Okay, there was a viral video that was out, I don't know, a while ago. I don't want to necessarily date this podcast too much. But it was a while ago, a couple months, and his dog had run up, and the kangaroo had grabbed his dog, and the guy was concerned about his dog. So he ran up, and he told the kangaroo, you know, let go of my dog. And it was a kangaroo, so it didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. So then the kangaroo let the dog go, and then the guy just ran up and he just like gave him like a right hook to the kangaroo right in the face. And the kangaroo just kind of looked at the guy and he was like, "You just fucking hit me, dude?" And then he just hopped off. He was like, "I don't want none of that."
Oh my god, I had no idea that existed.
Well, I'll have to show it to you. It was
oh
pretty,
my god.
It was he pretty like, viral. PETA got all over that one.
That's funny as fuck. He's like, "Put down my dog, kangaroo." And the kangaroo's like, "It would have been funny if the kangaroo been like, sorry, kind sir." And he like set it down. And hopped away.
Sorry, kind sir, but if you could keep your dog out of my yard.
I'm so sick of your dog eating my trash, you son of a bitch.
But yeah, I don't know. Most animals are more afraid of getting hurt anyway. That they tend to not try to fight.
Yeah, I think they more have like a big bark, so to speak. Like they mm-hmm. like they show out, but then if like it comes down to it, they like pussy out or whatever. Like, I mean, like you said, some animals like jaguars and shit like that are meant to like kill and fight and shit. So
yeah.
They're more off. Another internet one. Maybe a cougar if I had a stick.
No, dude, you're done.
And you're done. The last one I got off the internet was, I feel like I could kill the fuck out of a shark if I had some chainmail and a spear.
No, you're done. You're done. You're done.
What about
nothing
a shark
in the water, dude? Nothing.
What about a shark out of water? A shark on the land?
Yes. Out of land, yes. But anything in the water, that's not our home, man. We can't do anything in the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. We're pretty fucking... Yeah, if we don't have firm ground to stand on, even in water, we're fucked, dude. Even in water with ground, we're fucked. Like, I wouldn't fight a shark in 6 inches of water.
Crocodile?
Oh, God. See, I wouldn't even fight a crocodile on land.
It's just the fact that a lot of those animals have, like, a knockout punch.
It's like fighting Mike Tyson and Mike Tyson punch out. One hit and you're done. So you have to have pretty much a perfect match.
Well, like if they get your fucking leg in their jaw, they'll just drag your ass around with it because they lock it. You know what I mean? Like it's over. Like, and they'll just drag you into the water and drown you. Dude, speaking of crocodiles, I was going to talk about this on another episode of the show, but I don't have it. I just remember right now, and it's kind of relevant. I saw that they found, archaeologists found, remains of an animal that show that it was either alligators or crocodiles used to have longer legs and could, like, run on land. They were, like, dinosaur killers.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, four-legged, like, running crocodiles. Can you imagine how fucking frightening that would be?
Yeah, man, I live in Florida, too. That would be fucking frightening.
Dude, imagine, like, a fucking, like, a dog's body with, like, a fucking alligator head on it.
Ugh.
And it was, like, chasing you down. Like, it was meant to murder.
Yeah, they say that alligators and crocodiles are the closest things we have to dinosaurs out there right now. So I guess that's not too far off. They kind of look like dinosaurs the way they are now.
Yeah, they do. Like, they're just, like, smushed. It's like over time, they've just, like, let's get really flat.
I don't know if they made the conscious decision.
Like, T-Rexes were like, I'm as tall as a building. You know what? That's not just working for me anymore. Let's flatten myself down into an alligator and call myself the T-Rex of the marsh.
The T-Rex of the marsh. Watch out for alligators.
Yeah. Now if we're talking about mechanical T-Rexes fighting each other for money, like on T-Rex Island.
Oh, my God. No. you mean Mecha Jurassic Park?
Mecha Park? Whatever, dude. Don't hate on my fucking shit.
I'm not.
All right. So I'm going to move on to another story. I'm just going to get right into it. I'm not going to take a break.
Oh, so, no breaks.
No, like no, we're going to go right into something. It's kind of related because it's about a mouse, but it's about a dead mouse. Not Dead Mouse 5, the fucking DJ.
Dead Mouse 5? All right, Dad.
I know it's Dead Mouse. That's why I called him Dead Mouse.
I was really thinking we were going into a Dead Mouse story. I was ready
to
drop it.
No. You're about to drop a beat. You're going to fucking drop Dead Mouse.
Yeah.
So, do you remember, if this was a long time ago, it was not really that long ago, but do you remember Mountain Dew had a case brought against it where some guy said he found a mouse in his Mountain Dew can?
I'm not familiar with this story.
So there was a guy, his name was Ronald Ball. I believe this was back in 2012, so I guess 5 years ago now or longer.
Okay.
He said that he got a can of Mountain Dew, and after he drank it, or while he was drinking it, or whatever, there was a dead mouse inside the can. So he said that he was suing... He was suing them for like $50,000 for his damages, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, okay, I could see that.
Saying that, you know, he had a dead, rotting carcass of a mouse in his can of Mountain Dew.
He didn't notice it tasted a little different?
Well, right. Well, ultimately... Well,
I guess Mountain Dew kind of tastes like dead mouse anyway. Yeah.
Right. No. Well, ultimately, they found out he was lying.
Oh, it was a surprise.
Mountain Dew won the case, but probably in one of the most weird ways that you would want to win a case like this. So basically what happened was good old Ron here drank this soda about 15 months after the can of soda was produced.
Okay.
So it had been sitting around for about a year and a quarter or whatever. So Mountain Dew's case was that the whole case was based on that there was no way a mouse carcass could be intact that long inside Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it would eat away at it, right?
Right! Like, but that's the route they took to try to win their case. They said that it would be dissolved and only the collagen and soft tissue would be left.
So the mouse wouldn't have been a carcass. It would have just been a jelly-like substance.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. You seen like clean carburetors with Pepsi and shit, or with Coke before.
Dude, like...
That's gross.
Like, and they said that the citric acid in the Mountain Dew especially would eat away the mouse bones, similar to teeth breaking down the chemical bonds that hold the tissue together.
Oh, jeez.
And that the court upheld this because there's been numerous cases that shows Mountain Dew will erode through tooth enamel 6 times faster than cola.
Oh, my God. What the hell, man? You put that stuff in your body?
That is my exact point. So Mountain Dew, they used this claim to you know, the mouse wouldn't even be intact, yet they're still in business, and people still drink Mountain Dew like crazy. So it will break down a dying mouse body.
Did they give a time frame for how long it could break down a mouse body?
It said like a couple months. That's so fucking gross, dude. So fucking gross.
So technically, if you ever wanted to commit murder, you don't need to get hydrochloric acid to dissolve the person's body in.
Just Mountain
pop
Dew.
Pop a couple cans of MD, put it into a vat.
Aw, yuck. Fill your tub up with Mountain Dew and just let it fucking do the work.
So, and just put the body of your enemies in that.
That's so gross. Oh, that's, my God. Dude, why do people... I haven't had... Like, I finally have stopped drinking soda pop.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. Yeah, oh, it's so bad. Gross.
Yeah, it's bad, man. I haven't drank a can of soda in a very, very long time. And it came after I saw a person like, oh yeah, sure, if you need to clean a car part, just dip it in some cola. And it came out and it was pristine. It's like you put a rusty piece of car metal into a vat of pop and pulled it out and it was pristine. I was like, oh, takes the rust right off of a fucking alternator. It'll probably take the rust right off of your fucking car.
Sheriff's badge. Yeah, take your sheriff's badge, right? Get it not so rusty anymore. Fucking, but dude, like, and that's like that shit where you put, like, you can put the tooth in the Coke and it, like, dissolves the tooth and everybody's like, oh, that's so cute, it'll dissolve my baby tooth and all of your insides.
Mm.
Like, yes. How is that shit still legal if it does that? Like,
I don't know. And he said it's just a citric acid, they're saying?
No, it said that it would eat away the bones even faster because of the citric acid in it, because it has like orange, I don't know, because it's like a citrus flavored cola, or not cola, you know.
I guess what they're taking in consideration when they sell it to the masses is that it's only in your body for a short time, but even still.
Yeah, but like, if it'll break down bones, how hard does your like liver have to work to break that shit down?
I don't know. But, you know, gastric acids are pretty acidic, too. Like, that's just the shit we have in our stomach. That's some serious shit going on there.
That's true. But if you ever need to murder, take some gastric acid. Fill it up with... Oh, wait, that's just a little harder, though.
Just vomit all over your corpse.
Oh, gross. That's so disgusting.
Hey, they come for this kind of talk, man, is what they come for.
That's what they come for?
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, that I thought that was an interesting thing, like, because why they would try to, I don't know, I guess it worked, because people still drink fucking Mountain Dew, so it's not any different.
We're not sponsored by Coke or Pepsi, are we?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just only did this because it's a Mountain Dew hate story. We're trying to get some bad press for him.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper, the 23 flavors, fucking gets the Crazy Town Podcast bankroll going. The mighty, mighty bankroll.
I don't want to fuck up any potential sponsorships.
I love Mountain Dew.
I'm sure
Dew.
They make a fine product.
Mountain Dew, get at us.
Yeah.
We'll talk about you like you don't eat mice bones.
Yeah. Mountain Dew, it has 100 household properties, uses.
Yeah. Do you want to clean a fucking rusty carburetor? Mountain Dew.
Here you go. Hide the bones of your dead neighbor?
Mountain Dew. Anything it takes, all Mountain Dew related. So,
All right, on that high note, I am going to take a break at this time, and we will be right back.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
All right, guys, you just heard TNT Dynamite thrash my dreams of being able to take down a giraffe by reminding me that it could kick me.
Some bitches have very powerful haunches.
Yeah, they do. Well, I thought I'd tripod it, you know? You take the fucking knee out and just bow. And then you're like, yeah. What about the kicks? And I'm like, God damn it, why do you ruin all my dreams?
Yeah, tripod a four-legged animal.
No, it would be a tripod and its heavy-ass neck. You can't take out the back leg, you take out the front leg. Then the heavy neck makes it fall over. Anyways. Anyways.
All right, Colin McGregor.
I'm not waxing, waxing political with you. Oh, wait, that's not even the right phrase.
It's all right.
It's all right. I was just making shit up. All right. On to episode 4. It's an episode that you were not on. Just me talking about how a local village got revenge on a Mexican drug lord.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
I vaguely. I haven't listened to every episode.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the ones that you aren't on, you probably just didn't pay as much attention to because you're a dick like that. You're just like, oh, I'm not on here. I don't give a fuck.
Wow. I've been called worse.
Anyways, you guys got to check out what this village did to get revenge on this drug lord. And TNT Dynamite's not that big of a dick. I mean,
yeah, it's not what your sister said. I don't know. Oh, fuck you.
As far as I don't have a sister, so it must have been my
that you know of
neighbor. My neighbor.
All right.
He pretended my sister was your neighbor. Wait a second.
How many neighbors?
Pretending my neighbor was my sister. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, check out how these people got revenge on a drug lord. We'll be back after the clip.
I want to touch on a story now that I thought was actually pretty damn cool. It's in regards to a thing that happened in Mexico. The city is Totolapan. I don't know. I'm probably saying that wrong. But Totolapan. Totolapan. Now, there's a gang lord there. I guess his name is El Tequilero. Yes. I'm sure I'm probably saying that wrong, too. But basically, it comes out to the tequila drinker, because I guess this dude gets drunk all the time, and he causes a ruckus in the city, and you know how Mexico is. It's just fucking crazy with the cartels and the drug lords. So, this dude's gang, the Tequileros, allegedly, kidnap, a bunch of people of the city. So, they want to, extort them, they want to, get ransom, whatever, and, a lot of these, they just accuse of them of supporting, a rival gang. That's how they justify it or whatever. And, they need justification. They fucking shoot people and dump them out of the back of a truck on a freeway. They really need any sort of justification of why they're stealing people from the street. So, in this town, I guess this had been happening for a while. I don't know what it was, but they decided to take a local construction engineer. I guess he must have been pretty popular. I had the guy's name somewhere. I don't know what happened to it. But so basically what happens is after they steal this dude, this engineer guy, a few dozen men show up in the street talking about how they're mercenaries or some shit. And they're waving shotguns and hunting rifles, and they're carrying banners and saying that they're defending their city and they're vigilantes, right? So now I can't say that this probably hasn't happened before. I'm sure that there's been an uprising. The people of the city were oh, we're really sick of Joe Schmo doing stuff, and it's going to be real bad around here unless we take a stand. And then he just fucking shoots them all in the street, and that's really it. You know what I mean? They really don't give a shit. But in this case, the wife of this engineer ends up showing up on a video saying that the townsfolk vigilantes have now kidnapped El Tequilero's mother. These motherfuckers went and stole the drug lord's mom and kidnapped her to get this dude released and some of these other people released that they accused of supporting the other thing. If that isn't one of the coolest fucking things that I have ever heard in my life, I don't know what is. You want to fucking try to terrorize a town and they're like, fuck you, bitch, we're going to go steal your mom. Now, it doesn't really end there. It actually gets a little better. So not only do they steal this drug lord's mom, they go around the town and they kidnap, I think it said, 20 different people related to this dude's gang, and they kidnap them too. So they have like 20, 21 people, including the drug lord's mom, held captive, demanding the release of the prisoners that he took, or that they were going to kill his mom and kill his gang. Now, if it was just his gang, I don't think that they probably would give a shit too much, but like, even like a drug lord like has like a soft spot in his heart for his mom, but kudos like a mother to these freaking people in Mexico who decided to stand up to this drug lord and steal the mom. That blew my mind. That is why I had to talk about this here. I couldn't even believe the article when I read it, and I had to go and verify it. Like, I will definitely post the article up on the blog, thecrazytown.com. And you need to go check this out. It is ridiculous. Best part of the whole story, they ended up releasing the engineer and some other people. And then the best part about after that, they gave the mom back and they gave back the gang members. Like, it wasn't even like a ploy, and they still shot the mom. It was like, really, we'll give you back these people, but let our people go. Now, the only thing I have to say about this is, yeah, they got their people back, but don't you think the drug lord's kind of pissed off at him right now? And you know he's not just going to let his mom go back to her house. So what's stopping him from now either hunting down and killing all of these people or kidnapping the same people and then like torturing them and recording it and sending it to their families? And then they can't get to his mom. So what kind of leverage are they going to have? So I guess I'll have to try to keep an eye on the name of that name of that town, Totolapan. And see if I see anything else about this El Tequilero guy, like, killing all these people that stole his mom in retaliation to him being an asshole. So, I mean, that's really it. That was a really short blurb that I wanted to touch on. I thought that was a really cool fucking story. So go to the blog, check out the article if you're interested, because it's kind of a feel-good story in a weird, twisted, dark kind of way.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
TNT, I need to do an update on this story, because I'm 95% convinced that once they released the drug lord's mom, that he just recaptured everyone from the village and killed them all.
Probably, man.
Because, like, yeah, you have his mom, but, like, once you let his mom go, he's protecting the mom. You're never going to have that card again. Yeah, so
exactly.
Hey, you know, that's why he's the cartel leader, and they're just, like, fucking leather makers and fucking pottery people, you know?
Shit, it's crazy.
Yeah, man, hey. I mean, but I guess, I mean, steal a drug lord's mom to teach him a lesson. I mean, we should do that with ISIS's mom.
Mrs. ISIS?
We should steal ISIS's mom, and then they'll be mad, and they'll give everybody back.
That's a good idea.
I know. See, I should be the POTUS.
We'll have to catch her coming out of the PCA.
Yeah, right. She'll be handing out fucking lunch bags to the little ISIS guys as they fucking go to ISIS school. Anyways, our last segment for Mediocre Moments Volume 2 comes from episode 13. It's the Unlucky People episode extravaganza spectacular something. I don't know. I was making shit up as I went. It didn't have an official title. So in that one, we're talking about the segment with people with unlucky names.
Oh, okay.
There's some good ass names in there.
There's some gems.
Oh, I don't want to ruin them for you though. So you guys go ahead and check out these names and we'll be right back on the flip side using an 80s term. Everyone. We'll be right back. The next thing I want to talk about was, you know, some people that have unlucky names. You know, not everyone has great names like Jonas and TNT Dynamite, because those are our birth names, you know.
Ooh, that one just slides off the tongue, doesn't it? TNT right. Dynamite.
Right, it does. I mean, we were lucky. We all can't be so lucky. Do you know anyone in real life that has a really fucking terrible name that you know?
Yes, I do. I know a gentleman named Richard Charles.
Ah!
I think I know him too.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Now, think with a name like Richard Charles, that sounds perfectly fine. Two first names, which is a little auspicious as it may be, but think of Richard and Charles. Dick Chuck is what we used to call them all.
Yeah, that kid.
Whew, I do know that kid, and he did.
You know Dick.
And he did go by. Well, he didn't purposely go by Dick Chuck, but he definitely got called Dick Chuck. So, okay. I found a couple. Like, I have a few names listed here. I'll put the link up on the website. It's names of like real things. So it's like screenshots of people who were like on the news or like a sign for like a business or whatever. The first one was a name tag. There was three or four name tags there that were all beat up. So you knew there were like more, you know, they were remade. The guy's first name is Dick. Last name, Raper. Dick Raper.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Because not only is it that, who rapes dicks?
Exactly, like women, but
that would be a worse name for a woman, honestly.
Yes, I know a lot of women named Dick. You know, that's a very common, very common name. Richardina, she goes by Dickie.
Dickie.
Oh shit!
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Yeah, Dick Raper. Then there was a sign for Bill Buttram Photography.
Oh my god.
Excuse me, he goes by William.
Yeah.
William Buttram, thank you very much.
I mean, just this bad enough, his last name is Buttram, like Mr. Buttram. He probably goes, it's Buttram.
Yeah, I know, right?
He tries to play it off. Then there was a screen grab of a guy under, you know, like on the news, it always has their name and like what they are. It'll be like, scared neighbor or psychologist or whatever. This guy was a culinary student. Name, Sean Dickensheets.
Dickensheets?
Dickensheets.
Wow, why are they spelled like, they're not even spelled phonetically. It's just like, there's no question that your name is Dickensheets or Buttram.
I kind of wish my last name was Buttram, dude. I'm not going to lie. It'd be fucking awesome.
I mean, it'd be difficult to get married.
Yeah. Like, that would be like if you were a girl and your last name was Hancock and, like, you're in middle school. You know everyone's calling you Hancock. Like, it's just not gonna – there's certain names, like, when you're born – like, you know, okay, if my last name was Hunt, it is not. But if my last name was Hunt, there is no fucking way in hell I would ever name my son Michael. Like, because you just know Mike Hunt is, like, one of those names. So here's the next one. There was another screen grab of some guy talking. His name, first name Jack, last name Goff. G-O-F-F. Jack Goff.
Oh no.
So if your last name was Goff, you could pick any fucking name in the world and you pick Jack.
Yeah. Why can't you name him like Brett or Mike? Mike Goff.
Fucking
anything.
I don't know. Fucking Testicles would be a better fucking first name than Jack.
Yes.
So, I mean, oh my god. Then there was a picture of a fine young lady in a yearbook. Her name was BJ Cobbledick.
Get the fuck out of here. That one's made up.
I think the best part about that one is because it was initialed, like B.J. So, like, she has a real, it's probably like Bonnie Janetta Cobbledick, but she goes by BJ.
Why would you go with Bonnie Janetta as your first choice? I was thinking Billy Joe.
Billy Joe
Cobbledick.
Billy. She's like, my name's Billy Joe Cobbledick. Why don't you come on? I'll cobble your dick. That's like a fucking commercial for her fucking, I don't even know what it would be for. Fucking her whorehouse, her fucking brothel. Cobbledick.
Cobbledick.
Cobbledick Inc. INC. LLC.
It's like a special detective that also does masonry work. I don't fucking know.
Yes, I lay patios and I'm a detective.
I'm the Cobbledick.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Next one is, it was a plaque. It was like for like an employee of the month plaque. Name, Dick Smalley.
Okay. All right.
So,
all right.
I'm sure he didn't have too much luck with the ladies.
No. So, you know, Richard is just one of those names that you want to avoid, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I'm trying to think if I know anyone cool named Richard. Like, at all. Like,
cool Richards out there. Fucking Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, yeah. Richard Simmons.
I mean, I guess there's a couple good dicks out there. Let's
see what you did there.
So then there was a screenshot of a student's report card. Teacher's name, Mr. Lemons. First name, Gay. Gay Lemons.
Oh, Jesus. That's another name you gotta avoid. Gabriel Gay.
No, it's G-A-Y. I don't think it's fucking an abbreviation for... I didn't even think about it being short for Gabriel.
Or Gaylord. Gaylord is...
Gaylord Fokker from...
For short, you call him Gay. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this, Dynamite. What's that? If your name was Gaylord, would you rather go by Gaylord or go by Gay?
Jesus. It's like, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I'd go by G.
Yeah. Just shorten it to one letter.
Right.
Oh,
God. Dude, sometimes it's like worse or worse.
It's like lose your left hand or you lose your right foot. Like, which one are you gonna?
Which one do you masturbate with? That's important. Is it your right foot or your left hand?
Definitely masturbate with the left foot, so I'm safe either way.
Well, good deal. So the next one's pretty typical. It's bend over. Legitimate. It was a real estate sign. So it's really so. That was legit. The one after that, I mean, granted, there's way more than this. This is just like the top 10 or 11 that I thought were good. The last one is it's a baseball player. Fucking, it's like a 1986 Topps Minnesota Twins baseball player. First name, Rusty. Last name, Cunts. K-U-N-T-Z.
Oh, Rusty Cunts. I've encountered a few of those in my day. I'm gonna call some rusty cunts or two.
Is that like because their chastity belt had the iron had rusted and like you broke it off with a crowbar, or was it just the froth?
It's just the loose morals and a lot of alcohol, buddy. Oh, loose morals. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's no shame at 2 a.m. when you're wasted.
Yeah, right.
Here's another. It was another baseball player. This is a minor league card for like it was like the Saskatchewan fucking Cooks or something. I don't remember what it was. Steve Schartz.
Steve Schartz.
Yes, as in you farted and shit your pants.
Oh yeah, I know what a shart is.
I've been there before.
Imagine them having to live life with that name.
Mr. Schartz.
Mr. Schartz.
Like, dude, I couldn't like call him up on the phone for business and not laugh when I talked to him. Like, I mean, could you hi, it's Mr. Schartz. I can't even say it now without laughing about it.
No, because every time I think of him, I think of like the inside of my boxers, just like covered in like
chocolate pudding.
Yeah, that's too much. Jeez, man, change your damn name, man.
Still protein shake filling up your drawers. All right, the last one. I saved this last one because it strikes home. It's from the area that we are actually around from. It's from Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not from Mansfield, but that's somewhat relatively close to where we're from originally. This guy is legit. It's a medical person. I've heard radio shows in Cleveland talk about this guy before. His name is Harold. Last name, Ballich the Second.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Harry Ballich. So
Harry Ballich.
If your last name is Ballich, why would you choose Harold? That's like we go back to like the fucking beginning of this entire conversation of why do you do this to your children?
Parents just don't understand.
Fresh Prince had it so right.
He did.
Mean, I wonder if like him and Jazzy Jeff were like hanging out, you know, and like Will was like, oh man, dog, I know you do the music and I'm the rapper, but you know, my mom just don't understand. And he's like, yeah, man, me too, dog. We should name our album that. And then like, he's like, how about one of us gets really famous and rich and the other one just like smokes crack behind a 7-Eleven?
Fades into obscurity. Yeah, basically.
I wonder if the Fresh Prince like supports Jazzy Jeff.
You know, in some way, I'm sure he probably does.
Dude, I don't know if I, like, okay, you know they're, like, homies. Like, I mean, they obviously, yeah. they grew, you know, they were young. I mean, that shit, he was, like, barely out of high school or in high school when, like, that shit came out.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, like, so if you and, like, one of, like, your really good friends got famous, like, you know, like that or whatever, and then you went on to do, like, all this stuff, and you're making, like, $20 million for movies, and he's working at, like, fucking Burger King, like, I would have a hard time not helping my homie out, at least, like, enough to be like, well, I have enough money, dude, I can at least, like, hire you on to, like, help out with my affairs or something, so you have, like, at least, like, $50K a year or something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I'd just give them money. Per se, but I would at least try to, like, overpay them for a very easy job.
Yeah, and I could see that. Like, the amount of money Will Smith has, I'm sure that he probably set him up. I'd set you up in a house, definitely, like, give you some spending money, but and give you a good job. Maybe even let you stay in the guest house next to mine, as close to friends as they were.
Right. I mean, it would even be like, hey, you could, like, call and handle my appointments, and I'll pay you $50,000 a year. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you would do, like, a very simple job and make lots of money doing it for no reason.
Yeah.
So
pick up my dry cleaning.
Right. Yeah. Like, do my laundry twice a week, and you'll make $100K a year.
It's so degrading.
I guess thinking about it is pretty fucking degrading, isn't it? I guess that would make him an unlucky person. We're tying it all together. Look at that.
I like that.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. I got a lot more unlucky motherfuckers to talk about here on the Crazy Town Podcast.
I still, to this day, BJ Cobbledick is my favorite.
I'm going to name my firstborn
that. Yeah, and then you call me out. You're like, why would you say Bonnie Chinetta? Why don't you just go Billy Joe or Bobby Joe or whatever? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Who the fuck calls themselves Bobby Chinetta anyways? So, but anyways, that's all the time we have for Mediocre Moments Volume 2 of Season 1. I want to thank TNT Dynamite for joining me. TNT, tell everybody where they can find your things or the lack of things or whatever.
Yeah, dude, I'm all over the place. You know, TNT Dynamite, YouTube, TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I, just the way I spell it. I'm on the Twitter. I'm going to figure out how to use Twitter. I'm going to tweet more. One day.
I'll have to give you a crash course. Speaking of Twitter, if you're not following us on Twitter, you better, or Grandma won't invite you over for lunch this afternoon.
No!
Yeah, it's at the Crazy Town Pod. Please review us on iTunes. It helps out tremendously. Our website, it is the cornucopia of information, thecrazytown.com. But we are gonna get running, and we will be back on episode 3 of the Mediocre Moments next week. So for Jonas and TNT Dynamite, we are out.